Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Be Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sanemain, there are two economic events in the United States that show strong parallels to men going their way. So I think they're worth talking about. First, stores in larger cities are closing up. Sometimes they've been taking losses for years, sometimes months. Second, alcoholic beverage makers have decided to use customer money on woke propaganda, disguised as advertising. Former customers have now switched brands and will probably never return. I think both of these situations could classify as BGTOW. Businesses going their own way or beer drinkers going their own way. Each of these things seems to be having big impacts on affected targets. Business closures are expanding food deserts in major cities. The beer situation, Bud Light in particular, has the company scrambling to get customers with Harley-Davidson cans and pandering to military veterans. I'm finding so many parallels with MGTOW with these situations. You can even copy-paste the memes. Walmart closes down due to crime. Shoplifters most affected. Wah. Another descriptive parallel of this is women slash affected communities slash woke companies refuse to apologize for their behavior, instead blaming men slash businesses slash customers for moving on and superficially pandering at best. But instead of supporting men and businesses, they keep pushing for more ridiculous things, i.e. divorce and shoplifting laws and policies. Businesses are mostly making generic excuses, saying things like, it's not you, it's me, because the business doesn't meet financial expectations. In contrast, beer drinkers have been very vocal why they've switched brands. I'm not paying you to sell woke beer to my kids. I think we can look at these food deserts from businesses closing to confirm, yes, women are freezing their eggs as a desperate response to men ignoring them after the wall. Yes, women are on prescription drugs and in therapy at record numbers, because too many men have left the plantation. This last part, Sanemain, is where I intend to stop talking and start listening. Do you believe these connections are valid? What might I be missing in my thinking? Well, Be Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It goes further with people leaving entire states like California and Massachusetts. Businesses saying things like, it's not you, it's me, is right out of Whammon's playbook, especially when they either have to eat up the cost of shoplifting or the cost of putting all their products behind glass shelves, and then having to pay employees to get those products off those shelves, as well as the insurance required for their employees in case something happens. I'm generally allergic to conspiracy theories, but if you want to buy up tons of cheap city property, then you make the city unlivable and drive the real estate values down intentionally by bribing politicians to make places like San Francisco horrible places to live. Then when the businesses close up shop and property values fall, you bribe the politicians once again to clean things up. And voila, you made a fortune. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code Sanemain to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to businesses quitting cities the way men are quitting women clown world show. With regards to buying up prime real estate, maybe it's not such a good idea, because Amazon is putting a lot of stores out of business except for food stores and pharmacies. AI girlfriends and lover bots will be the Amazon of the future when it comes to putting women out of business with regards to relationships with men. Businesses are closing up shop, though, because of diminishing returns and the possibility they have to keep profits up or rising for shareholders. Men walking away from women don't have shareholders. We are doing it out of self-preservation for our own sanity, finances, and because we don't want to live with the constant fear of divorce. For us, it's also partially an emotional thing because we don't want to be nagged and feel that fear. For companies, it's purely economic because losing money on a store-per-store basis hurts the bottom line and share price. Companies were choosing to stay in downtown cores like San Francisco because it probably helped their ESG scores. But ESG only works when the economy is growing rapidly, not when companies are losing cash. This idea of there being food deserts and businesses going their own way from cities has been going on a lot longer than men leaving women en masse. One of the first two experiences that I had in the United States included a night in Buffalo in 1990. as I crossed the border, I saw some really large city that looked like it was out of Tim Burton's Batman, only at night. It looked like a bustling metropolis, but I returned 1 year later in the daytime and downtown was dead. Last time I visited there in 2008, there was a boarded up mall downtown, and only one pizza shop was running in the core. It was the only restaurant or food store. This was before the financial crisis. I would describe it more as middle class and affluent people going their own way from cities first. And only once that happens do the businesses finally leave. San Francisco is a special case because the rich haven't left yet. But the middle classes have to some extent, and eventually San Francisco could turn into Detroit or Buffalo. If you don't think so, just remember that at one time Buffalo was the most important city in America. It had the Erie Canal and it was also the first city that was electrified thanks to Nikola Tesla and Niagara Falls. My second experience in the United States was driving through Detroit early one morning. It was December 1994 and my family was on their way to Florida for winter vacation, down to the House of Mouse. My dad pulled into a gas station in part of town that looked like a war zone, and I watched as an obese black woman wearing a pink furry robe and pink furry slippers push a grocery cart, and it was well below freezing. It was completely empty, because it was a food desert. There were also burned down buildings everywhere, and it was certainly a gas desert too, except for this one gas oasis that we found. The problem with California, Buffalo, and Detroit is what gets most civilizations. When the middle class disappears and you only have the rich and the poor, then the place turns to shit. I guess the parallel for men walking away could be the idea that women have become fat carousel riders that believe they're worth gold and that men are trash. Government policies created the problem we're seeing in San Francisco right now, which is leading to businesses leaving. Government policy also promoted the feminism which eventually led men to walk away from women too. The polarization between the rich and the poor and the polarization between the males and the females is kind of similar. It's a government problem caused by a problem in the value system of people in the government. There's your connection between businesses leaving cities and men leaving women and choosing not to live with them anymore. The only way to fix this has been to historically leave the place that's bad. Why do you think that Constantine moved the Roman capital east to Constantinople? Why do you think that so many people are moving from blue states right now to red states? And why 63% of men under the age of 30 are single? I'm not surprised businesses are doing it. Also, don't forget Gillette. They appear to be the first ones to have done this. On a side note, I also love how Star Trek Deep Space Nine predicted what is going on in San Francisco back in the mid-90s. And they saw it happening in 2024 with things like sanctuary districts. Meanwhile, all of California is now a sanctuary state. That show had walled-off ghettos that were used to contain the poor, the sick, and mentally disabled, and anyone else who couldn't support themselves. But California is now an open-air prison. Not a day goes by when we don't see videos of people robbing places down there. Then videos of every single item behind a glass case, or shut down stores entirely. What we need to ask is, why is this happening? There's an author and speaker that I put in the not-so-mystery link named Jonathan Haidt, and he explains how social media has fragmented our society and created the crybully culture that we find ourselves living in today. It's the smartphone and social media that are responsible for amplifying the tribalism and creating all the polarization. I think that was intentional by the elites. Obviously, I can't prove that, but if everyone in society is at each other's throats over stupid stuff, then they won't be at the throats of the rich. The atomization and fragmentation of society protects those in power. For example, did you know that the reason places like Whole Foods and many other companies hire diverse staff members that are different from each other and say that diversity is our strength is because diverse staffs tend to unionize a lot less. If you've read anything about the fourth turning, then you'll know that with every fourth generation, the youth tend to stop trusting authority figures and institutions. But with the wokeism these days, many of those on the left have been doing everything their woke government officials have been asking them to do, including taking their side for the jabs. Remember when Rage Against the Machine used to say, "F you, I won't do what you tell me." And now they say F you if you don't do what the government tells you. Even those on the right think that they're rebelling by being trad cucks. But they're also doing what they're being told to do because they are reproducing the next generation of tax serfs. Even the so-called rebellious right that's going its own way from society is still doing their bidding. I still think that businesses in the Bay Area and other places are either intentionally being destroyed so the property can become cheap, or the same thing that happened in Buffalo, Detroit, and Cleveland's downtown is now happening to San Francisco. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Be Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that politicians might be getting paid to smash their own cities to smithereens. so the wealthy can scoop up as much prime real estate for pennies on the dollar. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the elites that are trying to subvert the fourth turning by making most people think they're rebels if they do what the institutions want them to do away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.